USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The trial of one-time advisor to former President Trump Steve Bannon will go on as scheduled. Bannon faces contempt of Congress charges after refusing for months to cooperate with the House Select Committee doing the deep dive on the January 6th insurrection. The trial is scheduled to start next week, despite Bannon saying on Saturday that he is now prepared to testify. Bannon argued that his testimony was protected by Trump's claim of executive privilege, that he was fired from the Trump administration in 2017, making him a private citizen. Two dead and three are wounded after shootings at four 7-Eleven stores in Southern California. Authorities say they're looking for a lone gunman in at least three of the shootings. On Wall Street Monday, the Dow closed down 164 points. The Nasdaq gained 263 points. The S&P 500 lost nearly 45 points. This is USA Radio News.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-273-7075. 800-273-7075. 800-273-7075. That's 800-273-7075.
The Biden administration has informed hospitals that they must provide abortion services if the life of the mother is at risk. Health and Human Services directed everyone's attention to the requirements on medical facilities in the Emergency Medical Treatment and Labor Act. The agency's guidance says that in emergency situations, state law is preempted, even in states where a near or total ban on abortion is in effect. In Minnesota, a state judge struck down most of that state's abortion restrictions as unconstitutional. Ramsey County District Judge Thomas Gilligan says the 1995 Minnesota Supreme Court ruling, known as Doe versus Gomez, held the state constitution protects abortion rights. Gilligan ruled that unlike the Dobbs decision at the U.S. Supreme Court, which overturned Roe versus Wade, his court must respect the precedent set by the state's high court. At least one group is calling for an appeal. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Suspense. The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
Whoever becomes the next Prime Minister of the United Kingdom will do so without the blessing of the person they would replace. USA Radio's Tim Berg explains.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is refusing to endorse anybody running to replace him. He said he won't want to damage anybody's chances by voicing his support for them. Johnson last week agreed to step down following a series of controversies, including parties during COVID lockdowns. A number of top government officials also resigned, which eventually led to Johnson's decision to step down. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
President Biden celebrated the new gun control measure at the White House on Monday. USA Radio's Lance Pryor reports that it comes after a spate of recent mass shootings.
Selling the new laws to the American people, Biden claims gun violence is the number one killer of kids in our country.
When guns are the number one killer of children in the United States of America, let me say it again. Guns are the number one killer of children in the United States.
According to the New England Journal of Medicine, the leading cause of death for children ages 1 through 19 is unintentional injuries or accidents at 57% of the total deaths. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You can find us online anytime, anywhere at usaradio.com. Be sure to find us wherever you get your podcasts as well. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.